Hi, it's DGAF. And this is season 4 of Sessions. Let's get it this year. Let's save the princess, right? Sound guy, let's do it this time, okay? Let's get this shit right. Week 13 of 50. Happy birthday, DGAF community. The lead up, part 1. So last you heard in the story, it was almost 11 p.m. on Easter Sunday, which fell on April 4th in 2021. The day after DGAF community turned 1 year old, and Moose, the foreman of its construction, turned 29 years old. Let me explain. This is a story many of you probably already know, and that's okay. The best stories deserve to be retold every so often, in my opinion, especially if the storyteller can find a way to tell them a little bit differently each time. Okay, so it's April 3rd, 2020. I'm homeless after initiating divorce 3 years prior, and then moving out of the giant house where my ex-wife and kids still stay to this day, the one I still pay for to this day. After initially working a side gig as a forensic assistant to my good friend Dr. David Namark and staying with him at his house in beautiful Encinitas, California during this stretch of time right after I moved out of that giant house, my work with him eventually ended, and it was time for me to find a new place. I mean, new places to crash whenever I was in San Diego, coaching my kids in sports and being the best dad I could be to them. Well, the places I started staying at most when I was in San Diego were the Roadway Inn in Leucadia, California, and the Ramada right across the street from Ocean's 11 in Oceanside, California. This abrupt change from having a sweet side gig that covered my divorce settlement every month and a chill as fuck place to stay at whenever I was in San Diego to staying at dingy hotel rooms and needing to come up with $7,000 to $10,000 on my own every month just to stay afloat and keep my kids in their same pre-divorce situation, it lit a fire under my ass. I was on the grind the moment I initiated divorce. When my job and residence with David ended, I was really on the grind. I was as devoted a dad as there is around half the time, and the rest of the time I was playing poker, working on my startup, Poker Rags, and I was podcasting. If I was smart, and I'm not, so I didn't do this, I would have poured all my energy into playing poker. You know, my lucrative as fuck 10-year career that got train wrecked when I hit rock bottom in life in 2017, coinciding with running worse in poker that year than you have ever seen, I promise you. It literally made others at the table uncomfortable how bad I ran. Reverse lotto, as my day one described it, one night at the Encore, with wide eyes and a pale face, after seeing me get stacked for thousands yet again, after getting the money in good, very good in fact, yet again. So 2017 was a motherfucker, personally and professionally. But also, death runs don't usually last forever, and I was still good at poker. Fuck that, I was still world class. I was still up more big blinds since the boom than any two other people I knew combined. And even in this really dark year, the darkest one of my life, not close, I barely lost. In fact, if I had held in this one giant pot I played that year, all in for $20,000 or whatever it was, on the turn against one out, I would have been a small winner overall. Either way, though, win that pot or lose it as I did, I would have been broke. I mean, I had averaged a doctor's salary my entire career, and heading into this year, I was constantly borrowing to play and then paying back after I won. A solid money manager, I never was. and now I'm on a tangent far, far away from where I was trying to go with this. So let me take a sip of this coffee real quick and then get the spew train back on the tracks. Okay, so after deciding my life was in fact worth living, that's something you ask yourself sincerely when you find yourself at rock bottom in all ways at age 43. The smart play, you know, after my work with David ended, would have been to just rededicate myself to poker and grind tons of hours until all my debt was gone, I could afford residence, and so on. And I actually tried to do that, grind tons of hours. But also, I wasn't ready to completely abandon my startup poker rags. No, I had poured everything I had into that company on my way down to rock bottom and while I was there. It was my outlet, my place to work obsessively and be creative and optimistic. And also, I learned quickly as I tried to rededicate myself to poker a second time and embark on an epic third and final rise in the poker world, I was totally burnt out on the game. I had no capital. And I didn't feel comfortable borrowing money anymore and getting even deeper in debt. So I started playing 2-5 at the beginning of this second comeback. Red chips for the first time in my career. And what a punch in the gut that was initially. I mean, if I wanted to goof off one day in the 10 years prior to this, I would play 5-10. Just punt a few thousand and have fun and then return to 10-20, 20-40 or whatever the biggest no-limit game going was, you know, once I got bored or stuck too much or whatever. So yeah, humble pie, as they say, 2-5 no-limit hold'em, where you just have to run good to win. And not because people play particularly well at this level. They don't. But because rake is such a big percentage of the average pot, there are so many people to contend with every time you see a flop, and human beings just generally aren't scared to call off a few stacks of red chips like they are 3 1K chips or whatever. So you need to make the best hand a lot. And sometime towards the end of 2016, I became awful at that. Despite really sucking at turning over winners, I knew I could beat 2-5 though. I mean, after all, it is the epitome of LOL live poker. And I mean, no offense to 2-5 pros who are listening. Even the bigger games are very LOL too. Mainly just because live poker is so slow and there's so much stimuli all around all the time. But yeah, I knew I could beat 2-5 even if it didn't suit my bluff them every time they are capped at one pair style. But also, I knew I was going to need something to hold me accountable to playing at least somewhat well at this level and not just punt out of frustration and grizzledness. So I started a second podcast. I already had one with David called Solicited Advice Podcast that I really enjoyed doing, so why not do one on my own as well and just document all my sessions on this second comeback, aka third rise in poker. And so I started this podcast that you're listening to now called Sessions, just to hold myself accountable and document my sessions on this third rise. You know what though? I soon fell in love with podcasting, just like I'd fallen in love with poker way back when. And, Sessions went from a tool to help me on my third rise to fuck it. Maybe this shit will be my third rise. I mean, I really hope it is, because there isn't much better in life than paying your bills and getting flush while doing something you love. And it was clear to me in 2018 when I started Sessions that I no longer loved poker. Nah, I'd played way too much, and I couldn't help but obsess over variance. To this day, I see variance real time, like that kid in The Sixth Sense sees dead people. And I literally had PTSD after running worse than you have ever seen anyone run in 2017. Reverse lotto. A year of that shit will fuck you up permanently, in my experience. But still, if I was smart, and as mentioned, I'm not, so I didn't do this, I would have gotten therapy for my life stuff and that poker PTSD, which is real as fuck. Started meditating, I would have started working out like crazy, all that good stuff. And I would have put, you know, 2,500 hours a year in for a couple years, like I used to do easily when I was a new pro. And by now, I almost certainly would beat flesh again for a third time. But a not smart man is rarely going to do the smart thing, unless if by accident, I guess. But more than that, I fucking love podcasting. It was my therapy. Almost certainly better than any other therapy I could have gotten. And also, I'm a dreamer. So I opted to go all in on podcasting as my new career and make poker my new side gig, simply my source for content and my way to stay afloat financially until sessions made it big time. In April of 2019, I finally started monetizing my content for the first time ever. I'd been providing written content to the world on 2+2 poker forums for over a decade for free because poker paid me handsomely. I wasn't yet obsessed with variance, which makes it really hard to play well, and I was playing big enough where my natural attributes, heart, and reading abilities just allowed me to print. But yeah, I finally had to monetize sessions because I was all in on it as my new career. And when I go all in on something as a new career, that means way more than 40 hours a week. I built a Patreon page, and some of the most loyal people that I interacted with on 2+2 signed up right away. And voila, I had a monthly salary for my way more than full-time podcasting job. A monthly salary of around $50. Fuck it. It was a start. And then I made a deep run in the 2019 main event, and I started getting supporters I didn't even know from 2+2 or anywhere else. People from all over the world who wanted to ride along with me on my impossible journey back to flush a third time. They wanted to reciprocate the entertainment, solidarity, and whatever else I was providing them with sessions. My monthly salary, which needs to get to around 10K before I can fully breathe and sleep again properly. At this point in the story, after the main event, it got up to a few $100. And that growth, that trending, as they say, my salary has gone up literally every single month since I started monetizing. It was inspiring, promising, enough for this dreamer to go even more all in on sessions. Most podcasts are weekly, at most. Some are monthly. Fuck that, I said. I'll make mine daily. That should get my salary into the thousands in no time. And it did. And suddenly, along with its really promising monthly salary growth, I had all these really amazing people, communal as fuck people, paying for shit they could get for free, supporting me. And you know what? I really wanted to re-reciprocate. I knew I was a shit show in life still, working myself to the absolute bone, stressed and therefore temperamental as hell, etc. But what if I could put all these communal folk together on some online platforms, like a forum for starters? I fought through my boomer tech unsavviness and built a DGAF community on Reddit. And Reddit is badass, but not so much for building a community, in my opinion. So, with the help of Brian Space, aka Spaceman, one of these people paying generously for my free content, and with the help of Generic 007 and others, I built DGAFcommunity.com, a replica of 2+2 poker forums, like same infrastructure, if that's how you say it, but customized to how I wanted it, and most importantly, with no trolls, aka no nits, only communal folk participating. And that was cool. There was minimal traffic on this beautiful new forum initially, but it was open for interactions and it was private, and I felt good about it. And then I wanted to have an additional perk available for those reciprocating my content producing efforts at twice my ask, which means $8.44 or higher. So I researched Slack and then again fought through my boomer tech unsavviness and built DGAF Slack group. And then I invited everyone supporting me at twice my ask or higher. And that was cool initially too. not a ton of interactions, but some back and forth between people who already knew each other, mostly. And then, with the help of Hunter the Punter and 10 bathrooms, more communal folk paying for shit they could get for free, I opened DGAF Home Games, essentially rake-free poker for anyone at $16.88 or higher, and this third and final platform of DGAF community, for now, was built shortly after the coronavirus hit the United States in the middle of March 2020. And then Moose, another supporter who actually found my content via Solicited Advice podcast with David, he was about to turn 28, and man, he was going through it. None of us knew it because none of us knew him, but he was really going through it. He had all this life shit coming at him at once, and at a time when people seem to reflect the most around their birthdays, and he was overwhelmed, like I'm pretty sure we all get from time to time. And so he kept that shit inside and slowly grew into an old, sad, unstable fuckface. No, he did the opposite. He shared what he was going through on Slack one morning in early April 2020. It might have been his birthday, the 3rd. It might have been the day before or after. Doesn't matter. He reached out to all these strangers on the internet for help. And your protagonist, Dragon Man, was still sleeping when this happened. And when he woke up, fuck that third person shit. When I woke up and started packing up to make my weekly trek from Vegas to San Diego, I saw Moose's mess on Slack. His message on Slack. And then I saw all these incredibly loving and supportive responses, literally from strangers all over the world. And man, I was groggy when I read all this stuff while packing up, sleep deprived like always, a homeless man on the fucking grind. But also, I knew something special had happened on this morning. I knew my grandiose idea to put all the communal folk supporting my content together and then just let the fucking magic happen once they began interacting with each other. It was no longer a grandiose idea. Nah, it had come to fruition. A real online community founded on communal behavior had been built. And the foreman turned out to be this 28-year-old kid from Long Beach, California, who went by the screen name Moose. I messaged Moose on Slack that morning, and I got his phone number, and I called him to make sure he was okay. And he wasn't okay, which of course is okay to sometimes not be okay. And I tried to convey that to him before I got on the road, and I think I succeeded. But also, I wanted to bring in a real pro. So I called David, a badass psychiatrist, and I asked him to call Moose too. And you know what David said to this request? He said, "Piss off. I don't work for free. Tell this Moose character to man the fuck up." No, he didn't. He called Moose, and he made him feel better. And David was happy to do it. Let me take a sip of coffee. The support for Moose continued to flow over the next several days, and not just on Slack, but in DGAF Home Games too. It was all love, all people from all over the world with different backgrounds, different religious and political beliefs, different levels of education, all that, who believed in one thing, being communal, give and take, and help your fellow brother or sister when they need it. And with that, DGAF community was officially born. Now, let's fast forward to April 3rd, 2021. Moose is 29 years old now, seemingly in a really great place, which he will slip out of from time to time, because we all do. And everyone in the community loves him. He's a crowd favorite because he's got this awesome fucking spirit. And I love him even more because he actually made all these platforms I came up with worth a damn. DGFcommunity.com, that replica of 2+2 without all the trolls / nits. Today, it's an amazing resource available to all people who support my content, known as patrons. It's a place for them to write their own stories anonymously under a screen name, like I did with my 2K thread on 2+2. But they get to do it in a private place where only people like them, with giant hearts, will read and interact. It's a place to ask health questions and have doctors answer them. It's a place to interact with scientists and learn everything you could ever want to about COVID-19, the vaccines, and whatever else. It's a place to get investing tips, a place to discuss tough topics without worrying you will get shamed, a place to find good shows to watch, and of course, a place to discuss poker hands, and really, a lot more. And DGAF Slack group, it's now this super high traffic social media platform where people have less substantial interactions every few seconds. It's where they post pictures of their kids, their pets, what they're about to eat, drink, or smoke, where they bet sports daily with no juice, and they get rich if they book me, obviously, where they seek help sometimes and get it instantly always. It's social media that makes you feel good and not the opposite. And it's also where real-life meetups between community members are planned all the time. And DGAF Home Games, it's a place where busy professionals, retirees, and degens like myself interact and have fun at virtual poker tables with essentially no rig. And it's where someone, it's looking like Checkraise Charles at this point, will emerge with the most tourney points and therefore get to represent DGAF community in the World Series of Poker main event. Shit, all of this in 1 year. All because Moose was brave and reached out for help or support or whatever you want to call it on or around his birthday, April 3rd, 2020. And guess what? David and Moose are friends now, and they've met up probably a half dozen times in real life for golf, dinners, whatever else. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are meetups in Chicago every month or so, Tampa, Florida sometimes, Vegas almost every weekend, and there is a yearly meetup in Vegas that honestly blows away any music festival or whatever else you could lose yourself in for a few days. Fucking A. Happy birthday, Moose. Happy birthday, DGAF community. Part two of this lead up will be for patrons only, as will the bonus session plus lead out, like every week. I just felt like the world needed to hear this story. Princess, please lead them out and I'll tell them how they can be a part of this thing too. Hint, it costs $4.22 a month. Less than a beer in many places, less than one red chip. Okay, go Princess, do it. I hope you enjoyed this drop of Sessions. If you are a patron, thank you. And if you're not a patron, well, I don't know what to tell you. Huh? Princess, I'm doing the outro. And that's a lot of stuff. Princess, I know, we're trying. Larger than life. I guess I'm gonna need some help then. Princess, I hope the listeners go to patreon.com/DGAF poker player. Cause otherwise,